W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios,
this is the WTH Podcast.
Hello and welcome into another episode of the WTH Podcast, now proudly once a week.
Yes, once a week.
Once a week, going back to how we all started. I got some feedback on that. People seem to be enjoying it. Went back to the old familiar ways, if you've been with us from the beginning. So that's our thing. Hello to people watching on Facebook Live. Hope you're having a great day. We're recording a little earlier than normal because Kareem's got shit to do.
Yeah, maybe you can catch us on your drive home.
That's right.
If you're driving with Facebook.
You can have it on in the background, right?
I mean, sure.
Like a podcast.
You
can
do whatever you like. It's not just like a podcast.
It is a podcast.
So where we are.
While it's alive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Let me call up our rundown here so we can see what we got coming up on the show today. Kareem wanted to talk about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, and so we shall.
All right.
At least for a bit. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Did we talk about... No, because the State of the Union was right after we recorded last week.
It was.
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh getting the Medal of Freedom. We'll talk about that a little bit. Nelly goes on an epic rant.
Nelly does?
Nelly.
All right.
Nelly, getting hot in here. Is Nelly still a thing?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
In a certain community, but not as broad-based as he was.
Nelly has a... large country music following them.
Yeah, he's done a lot of side projects where he's guested on records because in order for country to not just be bad 80s rock, they've added rap to it.
Well, he's been touring with country artists. It's been like across...
like Florida Georgia Line or real country artists?
Like the Rascal Flatts.
It was somebody like that. It wasn't
the Zach, what's it called, band?
Zach Brown band.
Yeah,
no, it was a band. Was it Tim McGraw? I think he toured with.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, the McGraw.
Impressive.
Yeah, he toured with somebody like that.
Yeah, I mean, have that. I mean, good for you, man.
Good for him.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't begrudge anybody their success. Except that Lil Nas X Super Bowl commercial. I begrudge you that because it was awful. You say hilarious. I say awful. That's just my take on the whole thing.
The CGI was not great on it.
I really think intentionally it was not great. I mean, that's my take on what the whole thing was. But it was more than I really wanted to deal with in terms of
you turned the Facebook volume up.
Did I? Or can I?
Can you?
Can I turn the Facebook? Yes.
There you go.
There we go. Are we louder on Facebook now?
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear us now? live.
Yeah. I mean, that's important that you be able to do that. Awesome. So,
I can't believe you guys, I thought it was a ridiculous commercial.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. I absolutely think it was ridiculous. I mean, I did not care for it.
Yeah. Well, good.
It was a take on the video, which was equally as ridiculous.
You know, the song is ridiculous. Like the fact that became, I don't know, I'm not going to begrudge the people that enjoy it, I guess. But at the same time, like when I heard the words of the song, I was like,
it was a country hit.
I can't believe it was a hit. It makes sense. I guess it makes sense.
Do you not know what people in this country listen to?
I try not to listen to that.
Yeah, people listen to a lot of terrible things, and that's okay.
Yes.
Some of the stuff I like isn't good. I just like it.
You just like it.
I just like it. So if someone tells you that what you're listening to is garbage, just go, yeah, but I like it.
But I like it.
And move on with your life.
Yes.
Don't get all mad.
It's not a personal attack.
And sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes it is.
I think of Finding Forrester when the kid asked him about reading like the trash journals, and he was like, you know, this is my main course, showing the news and whatnot. And he was like, this is dessert.
Okay.
So, you know, that stuff is dessert.
Very, very good. Happy birthday to Kevin Fontana, who is watching us live on Facebook.
What?
Today's Kevin's birthday.
Happy birthday, Kevin. We'd sing you, but it's copyrighted.
He enjoys the old new format. He also made a suggestion.
Uh-oh.
As another option, which was fitting Jason with a shock collar. A, not in the budget. Two, Jason actually has loved ones, and I think his wife might put her foot down, and her tiny, tiny foot.
And she'd probably enjoy it.
And say, no, Jason, if you're getting a shock collar, I get to be the one who uses it.
Yeah. That's probably the case.
And he said, turn it up just a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's fine. And we'd turn it up a little bit more.
Why don't you turn your louder. Phone up?
Louder. All right. We go louder. It goes to 11.
Oh, there we go.
I kind of like that shot call idea.
I don't hate it. I just don't have, you know, who's running the board. I mean, that's just one other thing for us to do.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I could just give it to Kareem. And go from there. Let's talk a little bit about it. How was your week, guys? Jason, what have you been up to?
Just my in-laws are in right now, so.
That's why we're here early.
That's why we're here early. And it's awesome. I don't know how much, I don't want to brag, but it's pretty awesome having my in-laws at the house, which is probably not everybody's.
Not everybody can say the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, and your in-laws, as we talked about last week, are literally living in your living room.
Yes. Yeah, but like when you don't know that they're living there, like the only time I know that they're living there is at like 10 o'clock when I would normally play video games. That's the only way that otherwise like everything else in my house is always better. Like the clothes are folded. You know, the dishes are always done. Dinner is always ready. Like just everything. I think I've changed like maybe a diaper, two diapers in like the last week. And like, you know, like that's crazy. That's crazy. I'm changing lots of diapers usually.
Oh yeah. You got two of them.
Yeah. So, well, one of them's almost, she's almost potty trained.
Like, all right. She's what now? Five, six,
seven,
seven.
She still looks like she's two. But
yeah.
She's seven.
Yeah. She's three, 3 and 2 months, 3 and 4 months, 3 and 5. Yeah. 3 and a half almost.
So
that's what I've been doing. That's what, nice. We rented a Ford Excursion. Okay. A Ford Excursion Max.
So everybody could pile into the vehicles and go somewhere.
So yes. Yeah. Yeah, so, and we wanted to go through the Deltas cause it's something that Chris is doing with work.
Oh, okay.
So we're looking at all the Deltas and we went across one of the ferries, mm-hmm. On the Delta, which is pretty cool. But guess who drove the whole weekend and did not want me to drive at all?
Dad?
No, my wife.
Oh, wow.
But what's your theory about women in SUVs and like especially like
it makes them feel big.
Yeah, I mean like and like my wife is like 5 foot and like she was just I think she just was digging driving this huge fucking mammoth vehicle. Damn.
My mom, rest her soul, at one point warned me. She said, "Don't get an SUV or something like that because these," and she said, this is an exact quote, "these women, they get in these vehicles that sit up high and then they feel like they have to."
Yeah.
They don't have to. You're perfectly fine in a car. But that was her cautionary tale. And I found that to be very true. And my wife would prefer to be in an SUV. Now we've got the Chevy Volt, mm-hmm. and her only complaint about that car is that it's a car and it sits low. She would prefer to be sitting up in it. She's really, really excited about the possibility of these electric SUVs that are coming out over the next few years, because then she'll be able to have an electric SUV. Right now, the selection is basically limited to the Tesla Model X, and that is out of our price range.
As most people.
Until more people come into Darling New Media and start doing business, then we can look at it.
It's call to action.
I don't know if I might have told this story before, but my old boss back in the day, his wife had a van, mm-hmm. a minivan. And, you know, he said, hey, I need you to take me down to the shop to get this, get the car out of the shop. So the engine had went out in the minivan, and he came back and I said, dude, why did you just spend $700 to get this van fixed? Because your wife wants an SUV. And he said, you know, we're good. She'll be okay. And I was like, are you sure? I was like, because I'm pretty sure she wants an SUV because all her friends have SUVs. And he said, no, we're good. And then about a week later, he came by my office and said, you're right.
Yeah, I think my wife would be thrilled with a van, too. If there were a van that, because those sit up high enough, too.
No.
Well, no, she's actually said this.
I'm telling you.
This is the same. That's why I was like, hey, Cream, this is the exact same
car. So, by the way, you know who's going to pick out their own next car? My wife.
Yes.
I'm not telling her what she's getting.
No, I'm just telling you. Look, because that's what he said to me. And then she had set it up to where she had. So he said, I need you to take me down here to sign these papers. And there was the next conversation because she had set up the loan. She had picked out the car. She had everything done. All he had to do was go sign papers.
Yeah.
So when they say, hey, this might be a good idea, that's not a question. It's a suggestion.
Yeah. She said both a, because right now there are no electric vans.
Right.
That does not exist.
Does not exist.
Their Volkswagen is doing their electric van in 2022. And the VW van's coming back all electric.
I can see that.
It looks really cool. Yeah. And there's others, but those sit up high. Her thing is not, I need an SUV. Her thing is, I want to sit up higher.
I want to be able to see more.
Yeah. Yes. And I feel like I'm more visible if I'm up higher. By the way, in an 18-wheeler, it doesn't matter if you're in an SUV or a van or a car. They're all toked up on meth. They can't see anything.
No.
Only about half of them.
Half of the day, half the time. Kareem, how was your week?
My week was good. Work has been busy, which will make next month good for me.
Right.
I love that. The other part of the reason why we're here early is because I'm skating out to go see, go support Avery Wright, who wrote a book called Heroic. He's a friend of mine. He's a rapper. He wrote a book called Heroic that got converted into a comic book. And we're going to do an event tonight to help him raise money so that he can take his comic book to South by Southwest and be a part of that. So I'm really excited to go out and support him tonight with that. So that's pretty much been my week. It's
nice
trying to support kids that I've watched come up doing finding their lane and going for what they want to be.
Cool. I dropped my wife off at the airport earlier this afternoon. She is traveling for work. Now, I'm not by myself this week. One of her aunts has come down to help out with the baby, which is fantastic.
Thank goodness.
Good. We finished the baby's room this week. So the crib, the rug, the painting. We did some, instead of buying stuff to put on the walls, we did stencil work. So we stenciled her name on the wall, and then we did some little animal stencils that look really cool. I just wanted to do something because Leslie had suggested, let's go to Michael's and see what they have. And our original thought was, we'll get some letters and put those on the wall. And then when I saw the stencils, I'm like, why don't we do this? Because it's going to look and feel differently than everything else. And then we don't have to worry about putting it on the wall and what happens if it falls off the wall into the crib, whatever.
Yeah.
But after I put up the camera that sits over the crib, then we're able to put the lettering up because the camera is dead center over the crib and do all that.
So what color did y'all settle on the room?
The room is a gray.
Okay.
It's a gray. We didn't settle. Leslie picked gray, and we went with gray. Because I don't care what color the room is, and therefore, I don't want to fight about it.
Yeah. Understood.
When I first moved in, I did fight for an accent wall in the bedroom, and we have one red wall in the bedroom because of it. So that was worth it. The color of the walls in the baby's room do not matter. So we put a, we did the stencils, the walls are gray, the stencils are black and they look cool. And there's still room for pops of color on the wall and that sort of thing. But I mean, that was our primary goal this week was to get that done. And we're also trying to find a goddamn stroller. And what a pain in the ass that is to find what you want. We're looking at reviews and God, I hate Bye Bye Baby. Just FYI. I could not hate a store more than I hate Bye Bye Baby. The one in Elk Grove is really big and they have a decent amount of stuff. We spent 2 hours there last week.
Yeah.
We were in Roseville. No, this was the only time.
Yeah.
We were in Roseville this past weekend. We're like, oh, let's go over to Bye Bye Baby.
Oh.
Yeah, Kareem's got to step out for a second. When we did that, we're like, okay, we need to get some mesh for inside of the crib because the baby put her foot out through the slats and we couldn't have that. So we go in to get that and we're like, let's look at the strollers and what a fucking mess it is. There's literally 100 demo strollers blocking everything and literally 3 models that actually have any that are for sale there.
Right. Yeah, of course. The rest you have to get from online.
It's like, you know, by the way, hello, retailers. With physical locations. If you tell me one more fucking time that you can order it for me and have it shipped, here's a pro tip for you. I don't need to come to your store for that because I can just stay at home and order it online myself and save the trip to your fifth ring of hell that is Bye Bye Baby. Just saying, there's a big online store called Amazon. There's a Shop Amazon tab at the WTHpod.com. You can go there, get literally anything that they have at Bye Bye Baby and thousands of things more. So if I can't physically walk in and get what I want, you are useless. You want to talk about the death of traditional retail? That's the fucking death of traditional retail. It's not that it's more convenient to buy online. I mean, it is. But when I go to a retail store, I want to be able to get the item and walk out with it. Yes. I don't want you to order it online and I get it a week later when I could have just ordered it on Amazon and gotten it in 2 days.
And not had to come into your store.
And not have to come to your store. Just saying.
Save me some gas.
Unbelievable. And the aggravation of it. Just the aggravation.
But what they should do, like, and this is the thing that's ridiculous, is like there's very easy solutions to some of these problems that they have. Like, you have 5 or 6 of the most popular ones, so that's the only, those are the ones you keep stocked in the store, all right? Because there's also seasonal ones that come through too, which is ridiculous, right? Like every 6 months they change colors, so you have back stock of the old shit that they don't, you know.
Yeah.
So like 5 basic ones, and then you have a bunch of other ones that are order only. But you can at least test them out and see if you like the stroller. But they let you know that up front so you don't get fucking pissed off about it, right?
Such a mess.
Because your shit, the shit that pisses you off more than anything else is you find one you like.
Yeah, and it's not there.
It's not there. If you would have known that it wasn't there, then you're like, oh, well, I can get this online, but I can at least see if it works.
By the way, the other thing is the stock that they had of the demo stuff in Elk Grove, they didn't have the same shit in Roseville.
Oh, yeah.
Not even close. It's like a completely different store.
Wow. Management. That's straight up store management.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm not even going to go into the crappy restaurant situations that I had this week.
No, really?
Back to back.
Oh, man.
Back to back.
Did you keep your shit together?
I did.
You did?
Go to the restaurant I went to in Roseville?
No. No. We went, first time, we went to the Cheesecake Factory at the Galleria.
That was the first mistake.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, it took them like 100 years to make my burger.
That's why I don't go to the Cheesecake Factory.
You don't go to that fucking place, okay, man.
So above and beyond that, this is fine. Whatever.
Fuck that place. Fuck that place. Sorry.
Anyway, and so yesterday we went to the Yard House in Doco because we went.
Oh, okay.
We went to Macy's, Leslie, to get some things. We go over there, and here's what I normally get. I normally get the two appetizers, buffalo wings and the Wisconsin cheese curds. And the server we had was the type that keeps asking you questions. So, like, my wife ordered a 23-ounce beer. I ordered a pint. She comes back after we put in our order. She goes, your wife ordered a 23-ounce. Do you want a 23-ounce, or did you want to stick with the pint? What did I order? So when I order the two appetizers, she says, do you want them to come out as appetizers? Do you want to come out? I go, no, it's my meal. Have them come out as my meal. Okay. So the meals come out and Leslie's comes out and the grilled cheese for the baby comes out because the baby had grilled cheese. And my chicken comes out. And I say to the guy who brings it out, which of course isn't the server because why would that happen? I say, hey, I had cheese curds. And he goes, oh, okay. And he leaves. He's like Chad from SNL. Okay. Waitress comes over a few minutes later and says, so your cheese curds, they were brought to another table. So do you still want them? Because it's
Yes. Did I fucking order them? Did I order them? You know, bring me what I fucking order. How hard is this? Do I still want them?
Her rub was, oh, it's going to be another 7 minutes. Nobody came by. Nobody came by and said, hey, I'm really sorry. Is there something we can do? Let me comp you those cheese curds. Let me comp you the beer. None of that. Damn. Absolutely none of that. No offer, no nothing. Because I did not get angry. Because she goes, do you still want them? And I go, yeah, I still want them. And she's like, oh, it's going to be about 7 minutes. And I said, go. Why are you still standing here if it's going to be 7 minutes? Why aren't you running back to tell them yes?
Since you gave my phone to somebody
else. By the way, send the bill to the other table for that shit.
Yes. I bet you their cheese curds were free.
Oh, yeah. Of course they were. It's like, we didn't order these.
They ate them. But they
were like, yeah, we didn't order these. I mean, we just thought we were special.
We brought them to the wrong table. Fuck you.
You know, the proper, how I would have handled that, just because I always internalize it.
Well, sure.
Like, yeah, you know, it's all about me.
How do you, had two items.
Yeah.
How do you fuck that up?
Well, you bring it to the wrong table.
You bring it to the wrong table. But like, there's so many misses here. She should have also come back and said, hey, you know, they went to another table. I apologize. Like, that's all. Like, would you like me to get those to go for you? Or would you like me to get something else for you, get your drink for you? You know what I mean? Like, you offer a few things.
There was no offer.
And there was no offer.
There was no offer.
That's how you fix the situation.
Do you want to wait 7 minutes for your cheese curds? Well, I want them. Yeah. And then they were shitty.
Oh.
They rushed them.
There was a lot of breading and not a lot of cheese.
Sorry.
You sons of bitches.
Hey, Yard House, I'm going to go Google review you.
I'm not even going to, not even worth my time. Not even worth my time. All right. So we had the Super Bowl. This came out after. I didn't realize this. There was a Super Bowl streaker, and she's claiming that security roughed her up and that she has some bruises, and she had to tell TMZ all about
it. What people don't know is they didn't just, like, hop on the field. Is that that's a 10-foot, like, ledge. It's a 10-foot wall. So I had to back up the stairs and I ran and catapulted myself off of this 10-foot wall. And I'm 5'2", like, I'm tiny. And so I, like, stepped and jumped and I was like, okay, I'm going to land and then take off running on the field, rip my dress off. I had so much adrenaline going that I don't even remember being tackled. My thoughts were just like, damn, they got me. But it did hurt and I have bruises like from everything afterwards. But when it happened, no, it didn't hurt. My adrenaline was just so high that I was like, oh my God. So I have literally like handprint bruises here. From-
yeah, you ran on the field during the Super Bowl, idiot.
I wish we had a clip of the guy that ran on against the Cleveland and the Pittsburgh Steelers game that James Harrison hit.
Yeah.
In full pads at full speed.
Count yourself lucky that nobody put a helmet in your ass.
She claims she was held in a freezing cold cell in the bowels of Hard Rock Stadium for 8 hours wearing nothing but her skimpy bathing suit.
Waiting That's to be processed. Your fault.
Yeah, you made your choices, lady. Deal with them.
So tired of this shit.
Deal with them.
I mean, that's part of the streaker lore too. Is like what happened afterwards, right? I mean, that's like the
I got bruises. Ooh,
that's like
yeah, that's what you get for taking your ass on the field.
And by the way, no one feels sorry for you because you're 5 foot two and you had to run and jump there because it's a 10 foot drop onto the field.
Yeah, no,
dumbass.
Who gives a shit.
I think it would be funny though, and it would be a lot more entertaining if they couldn't tackle him and they could only like you know restrain them somehow. And then we get the thing where they're just running all around the field.
No, no. The players have taken it into their hands.
No, I know.
I don't think she made it to the field.
Security, yeah. Look, security do what you said. The players are like, fuck that. You bring your ass on the field, we are going to spear you.
Yeah, because we don't know what you got. We don't know if you got a weapon.
Yes.
We don't know how crazy you are.
Well, when they're naked, I mean, come on. That's all
James Harrison gave not two shits about
that. Exactly. You step on the field, it's all on you.
Yes.
It's absolutely all on you, and I feel bad. Here's, I say security, immediate tasering.
Yes.
Don't worry about tackling. Taser.
Yes.
Tasers. Then you
Where's your sense of fun?
Taser her right in her naked ass.
I think tasering her would have been fun. I'm just saying. This clip, Kareem sent me this clip. It was very interesting. It's Hasan Minhaj and a few other people and Whoopi Goldberg. And they're having a conversation about the Democrats.
You have two existing bodies. You got the new woke party, that movement, and then you got the establishment. And they're eating each other alive.
That's not true. Stop listening to the media who is leading you in a direction that is bullshit.
That's what you're hearing.
The way they talk about Joe Biden, they're like, I cannot fucking stand this. The establishment. I'm sorry, that might be the VP.
But here's the thing that you're missing. We've been doing all that work. That all these 5-year-olds say, well, y'all haven't been doing that bullshit. What do you think? How do you think apartheid changed? We did that. That's what Joe Biden did. Nobody does everything the way you want them to do it. But goddamn, do not put down the people whose shoulders you're standing on. You are standing on our shoulders, and we are holding the line. And for people to say, you're an uninspiring, fuck you, uninspiring. What are you inspiring? Not you, personally.
It's like, what?
I don't mean that towards you.
So yeah, Whoopi all fired up about that.
So in that thread, there's a video of Joe Biden who tore Howard Schultz, who was George Schultz, who was President Reagan's Secretary of State.
Right.
Is a video of him tearing him a new ass about South Africa and apartheid. So somebody posted that video in that section of tweets. But part of why I wanted to talk about this specific thing is the attitude that these, like she said, 5-year-olds. And you'll say that I'm sound like the old man, get off my yard. But no, these motherfuckers don't know where we came from
right.
to be talking about how, what is it? Yeah, boomer. Like, no, you don't know what the fuck boomers went through. You don't know what the world was before boomer.
Yeah, Jason.
So when you say, yeah, boomer, fuck you.
But it's okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer. Yeah, it's like, okay, boomer, fuck you. If it wasn't for a boomer, if you're a woman, you wouldn't be able to have a fucking job. Because that's when that changed. You would have to sit your ass at home or you would have a job that wasn't really a job.
Couldn't have credit.
Couldn't have credit. Your husband could beat your ass and nobody would do a damn thing about it. Let's talk about the Clean Air and Clean Water Act.
Oh, we've repealed all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know.
The boomers let it slide back, but right?
The boomers didn't let it slide back. Your fucking Republicans just did that shit.
Right. The boomer Republicans.
Yes.
The boomer Republicans. Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Who is the majority of
But it wasn't the Democratic Democratic establishment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, when we're talking about the minority of white people out there, you know, I mean, like, it's a smaller section, you know, it's a smaller subset. So, of course, we're not talking about those, you know, like, there's boomers and then there's okay boomers. And the okay boomers are the Republican boomers. That's not who they directed at. I think there's
been a lot of backlash against Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And saying, well, what have you done? You're not that inspiring. You're just an old guy.
But he was way inspiring during the 80s.
And he said some things that if you go back are problematic, and he's addressed those as you would expect someone to. But what a fucking mess. I mean, we are, as we're recording this, a day before the New Hampshire primary. Joe Biden finished fourth in Iowa. Now, would he have finished fourth in Iowa if nothing happened with this Ukraine bullshit? Because part of impeaching Trump and bringing all of this Ukraine stuff forward meant they had carte blanche to go, what about Hunter Biden? What about Joe Biden? What about all this? And that sank into people like, is this really a problem?
But it's fucking Iowa.
I understand that. And Joe Biden's an old white guy. He should do well there.
No.
I mean, that's the truth.
But that's, I mean, no, but we don't give a shit about... Joe Biden leads the black vote. And I keep telling y'all, the black vote is going to be the difference in this fucking race. Black turnout, if black people don't turn out, Donald Trump will be president again.
Right. But what about the primaries? Are the black people turning out for the primaries?
Black people are turning out for the primaries.
Now, right now, we don't know because they've started in Iowa and they're going to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So not a lot of black people to turn out.
Exactly. So that's why I'm not worried about how Joe Biden did in Iowa, and I'm not worried about how he's going to do in New Hampshire.
Sure.
If he goes to South Carolina and he sits in bed, then there's an issue. But even if he does that, black people have already got their second candidate lined up, which is Bloomberg, because they actually believe that he can beat Trump.
Stop and frisk Bloomberg.
Stop and frisk Bloomberg.
That's an interesting choice.
That is we don't give a fuck. We just want somebody to win. And this is the part that these fucking Bernie bros don't understand, is that there's more people that give a fuck about getting Trump out, period, than they care about policy at this point in time. And all of these Bernie bros who want to start all of this division and start all these fights is about bullshit don't get that part. That is going to be the reason why Donald Trump gets reelected, if he gets reelected, is because they haven't figured out that there are more people that are like, look, we need to cut this shit and we need to find somebody. We don't give a fuck who it is that can beat Donald Trump, period.
It's funny. I mean, I hear you talking, but at the same time, a lot of my minority friends that I have that aren't white, are Bernie Bros and their women. And
you're talking about the chick that lives around the corner.
Here's the other thing that pisses me off.
She's actually in Dallas now.
Oh yeah.
So let me.
It's those people, right?
Not just that, but there's other people too.
To piggyback on what you're about to say, it irritates the fuck out of me to no end that the narrative. So this is the bullshit narrative that's going on in the Democratic Party, that if you support Bernie Sanders, you are dismissed as a Bernie bro. That the bulk of Bernie Sanders supporters are these assholes. In fact, it's a small percentage. There's literally tons of people who support Bernie Sanders that are not quote unquote Bernie bros. They're going to vote for whoever the nominee is in the fall. There are plenty of assholes that fall into the other category too. But the summary disqualification in people's mind of Bernie Sanders as a viable candidate. By the way, he's raised $25 million this year in donations.
And none of those were
right. So there are clearly a lot of people who like what he's saying and support him who don't fall into that category. And it's this dismissiveness on both sides. It's like, can we just fucking chill for a minute?
But that's the thing, is that when you try to tell them to chill, you're not necessarily trying to bash Bernie. You're trying to give them information about how things are working. And then they take that as you're trying to attack Bernie and they go on the attack.
Right. Well, to be fair, in 2016, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, as we found out from the email hack, and Hillary Clinton were basically conspiring as the Democratic Party to completely eliminate Bernie as a challenger.
He's not a fucking Democrat.
It doesn't matter. He's running as a Democrat.
It does matter to the people that are Democrats. There are a lot of people that it does matter to.
Sure. And let them go and vote. Don't, at the party level, go, oh, no.
Again, Hillary Clinton was the person who took them out of bankruptcy. She was the person who saved the Democratic Party. She was the person who raised money for the Democratic Party so that they had a viable candidate, period, in that race. So you can't tell me that the person you're going to kick, you're going to put the person who saved your ass on the side for somebody who's not one of you.
What I'm saying is let the people decide. Isn't that what we do here? Yeah. Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing here? Back in the day, the party leaders decided who was going to be the candidate, who was going to be the senators from each state. And that changed. All the people that support Bernie Sanders really want is for their votes to actually count for something.
Yeah, and
easy. Start your own party.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
That's the most ridiculous thing you can say.
How is
like
that ridiculous?
Because Bernie Sanders has been caucusing with the Democrats in Congress since he got to Congress.
Yeah. That's what he's been doing.
If he wants he files the paperwork and qualifies as a Democrat.
So what he's going to do after this is he's going to go back to being an independent, which is what he did right after the last
election. Who caucuses with the Democrats. Yeah.
So what is ridiculous about if you don't? OK, so because half of what they say is that they don't believe in the party. So why the fuck would you not go start your own party if you don't believe in the party?
Why wouldn't you change the party?
Well, according to them, you can't change the party. So why would you not go start your own shit?
Because it's without a doubt, it would be the single most.
And you can, but all that's going to do is ensure that the Democratic Party never wins.
I mean, you're just, that's
because it's going to split the vote.
It's going to split the vote. Like you can't do it. You can't do it. They've been trying every like 100 years to insert a third party, like, and it never works.
We have one. It's the Green Party, and they suck.
Well, no, I mean, like, there's libertarians. Like, there's
they don't count.
Yeah,
no, they don't count.
But there are people that run on those platforms, you know,
sure,
and they caucus with Republicans or with Democrats. That's just absolutely the way that it is because it's a two-party system.
But the thing is, if Bernie started his own party and ran as an independent or whatever you call the party, all it's going to do is split the votes from the Democrats and ensure that that progressive side hands victory to the other side.
I'm a Democrat. I've been a Democrat for as long as I've been able to vote. And I voted for Clinton and I voted for Gore and I voted for
Jimmy Carter,
John Kerry, Obama. Like, I've always voted Democrat. Like, that's
LBJ.
And I liked what Bernie Sanders said spoke to me. So, like, and to me, whether or not he was a Democrat or not, like,
of course he did.
Go ahead. I mean, so when I voted for him in the primaries, that my vote counted for that, and it should, because I'm a lifelong Democrat, so I don't understand what makes me less of a Democrat. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's this less than, like, feeling that people make you feel like because you support somebody.
That's the attempt.
Yeah, that's the attempt. So anyhow, I'll vote for him again, and then, like, I'll vote on the ticket at the presidential line. I mean, that's just what it comes down to.
I'll tell you this. I was a registered independent forever until 2016 because if you wanted to vote in the Democratic primary, in some states, you don't have to register as a Democrat or a Republican to vote in that primary. In California, you do. And in 2016, I felt strongly enough that I wanted to vote for Bernie Sanders in the primary that I changed my affiliation from independent to Democrat so that I could voice my opinion in that. And do I not have a right to voice my opinion because I'm an independent? Because that's essentially what we're saying with Bernie Sanders.
No, that's not what you're saying. That's saying if you feel that sorry, so you said Bernie raised $25 million this year.
Yes, that's what he's raised.
So if you guys feel that strongly about Bernie as a candidate and he's appealed to people across party lines, there you go.
Yes, and he's running as a Democrat. He's filed the paperwork.
I mean,
as a Democrat.
If y'all feel that strongly about him as a candidate, then y'all could run him as an independent.
Or you can run him as a Democrat because he filled out the paperwork to do so, and he's running as a Democrat. That's what's happening. Yeah. Let's accept the reality that Bernie Sanders is running for president as a Democrat.
He's running for president as
a
Democrat.
So let's get past that fucking nonsense if he needs to start his own party, because that's ridiculous.
No, the only reason I brought that up is because you talked about 2016, which is the reason why. That's the only reason I brought that up.
Right. Well, you
because
brought
he's
up,
not
you,
a Democrat.
You brought it up beforehand. I said 2016 because for me, that was my impetus to actually register a party affiliation, because I voted for Republicans, for Democrats, for independents, for who I think is the best person for the job. I came this close to voting for John McCain, except he picked a terrible VP running mate.
Yes.
A person with health issues that was as old as John McCain, picking Sarah Palin to be the next in line was terrifying to me. Little did I know we'd go worse in 2016.
Yeah.
But that was why I voted for Obama over John McCain. It came down to that, because John McCain, I felt, was a good guy who would have the best interests of the country in mind. And he had a ton of experience. And Obama, while inspiring and everything else, I was like, well, maybe, I don't know. And then Obama picked Biden, and Biden had all of this experience that Obama didn't have. And I'm like, okay, that's smart. And then McCain picked Sarah Palin, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm out. That's why I voted for Obama as a registered independent. And that's where a lot of the passion for Bernie Sanders comes in, is like, look, this is who speaks to what I think is important. And if you look, Elizabeth Warren has a lot of the same viewpoints on a lot of the same things. And she used to be a Republican. Yeah. And now, because she said, I'm a Democrat, as opposed to I'm an independent, it's great and okay to have her in, but somehow Bernie's not okay. And I think
that's not why Bernie's not okay. I mean, I'm not even saying Bernie's not okay. But what I'm saying is, and the reason why I keep saying it is because if his supporters, and you say that they're a minority of the thing, but it's just like the Trump supporters who are the minority, but they speak the loudest. Those are the voices that other people hear. And if those people don't figure out that they need to tone this shit down, they are going to be the reason why other people don't turn out for him and are not going to vote for him.
And again, to me, that's the dumbest goddamn thing. If you talk about it, it comes down to Trump versus Sanders, and you're somebody who in no way, shape, or form ever supports Donald Trump, and you go, you know what? I don't like the way the Bernie bros were talking, so I'm not going to go vote. You're an idiot.
And those people are out there.
I know they are. And they're idiots, because all you're doing by staying home is going, well, let's just put Trump in again.
Look, I agree with you.
But what I'm telling
you is,
we're having a very vociferous agreement.
If those people do not figure it out and set the fuck up, but that's what's going
to
happen.
I guess the thing that I don't understand too, I guess is that, like, you're sitting next to two people that both voted for Bernie and would be in the primary.
And despite the fact that I didn't like Hillary Clinton, I voted for her in the general election.
Yeah, and I did also. And just like I guess the thing is like, I know that you're not talking about me as a Bernie bro, but if when people say Bernie bros, I can feel a little bit of that, because I'm a supporter.
Are you being an asshole to people on Twitter?
No, but at the same time, I think that, well, first of all, you said the magic word to me, and that's Twitter. And the thing that's funny about Twitter is that those people you're talking about that are assholes, I guarantee you that half of them are bots that are Russian. So I think that we have to remember that too, and that's one of the things that they proved that the Russian bots are doing, is like giving that type of idea that there's these people out there like these Bernie bros. And the guys that I know that are like that aren't. The ones that I know that are very vociferous about being for Bernie aren't assholes to other people generally, unless somebody's an asshole to them. And usually it's an established Democrat.
All right.
We should move on.
So, well, we've gone way too long in this. We're gonna skip way ahead in what our rundown was, because you know, I don't have time for any of that.
Oh my God. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
We'll do it live. Do it.
I have no issue with that. It's just I just have to skip ahead.
Oh, and before you skip over Limbaugh and his Medal of Freedom.
Oh yeah, yeah. go on.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
Because last week when we talked about him having cancer, and I said, fuck the windbag. I'm glad he got it. Which I didn't say that, but yeah, I'm going to restate that again this week. And it's not because I'm not human. It's because I'm black. And that dude puts my life and people who looks like me's life in danger every day with the bullshit that he spouts.
Yeah.
And has been for the last 30 years.
You know, what's really interesting is his producer is African-American.
And as I always say, there's always one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One. So, yeah, if you missed it, Trump did like surprises during the State of the Union. And one of them was giving Rush Limbaugh the Medal of Freedom. Well, he didn't give it to him. Melania did in the audience. It was the weirdest. It was the weirdest Price is Right moment. Hey, we've got someone up in the crowd. Oh, look, it's Rush Limbaugh. Oh, and there's the Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, you know what it was? It's like, I guarantee you, it's like he's like, I'm going to steal it and nobody's going to know. And I'm going to give it to Melania and she's going to go up there and give it to Rush. Like, and then they just have to have
it has to be accepted. Like, fuck you and fuck him.
But like, honestly, like I've lost a lot of respect for two people locally for them saying that, you know, you need to give, be compassionate towards Rush Limbaugh and stuff like that. Because, you don't get to spout the type of stuff you spouted for years and years and decades. And like say the person was still a good person, you know, from when I knew him, it doesn't count anymore. You know, like
or it's all part of the act.
And if it's a part of the act, then that's even worse.
Right. Because you don't actually believe your bullshit.
Yeah. The fact that you would like,
out of respect for you, I won't name the names, but there's two people that I just like.
I think I know one of them.
Yeah. And the other one's, I won't say it, but she, public radio here. She's on public radio, I believe.
Well, then I wouldn't know who it is.
But I was like,
I'm sorry.
if he doesn't believe the shit and he's been doing it, then no, definitely fuck you. Because you sold your soul at that point.
Yeah.
Not that being from the South, I can deal with a racist that's a racist because I know that that's who the fuck you are and that's what you are. And I know how to deal with you.
Right.
But if you are a commercial racist, then fuck you.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Reason. All right. So Kareem, you wanted to talk about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Basically, there's a tape now because there's always a tape.
There's a bunch of tapes.
We're not playing all 18 minutes of this thing that you sent, but Johnny Depp and his ex-wife Amber Heard are both standing on their accusations of abuse toward each other after audio recording surfaced of the then couple arguing about physical altercations. The audio, which was shared by the Daily Mail and confirmed to USA Today by Depp's lawyer as a real recording from 2015, includes Heard and Depp discussing an incident that got physical. Here is what a little bit of that sounds like.
You're a baby.
Because you start physical fights?
You're a baby! Because grow the f*** up,
because you start physical fights?
I did start a physical fight.
Yeah, you did, so I had to get out of there.
Yes, you did. So you did the right thing, the big thing. You know what? You are admirable.
Whoa, how's it going, everybody, but y'all?
Okay, I don't know who this dupe is.
Thanks.
It's Mitch Allen. He's got a YouTube channel. Sorry, I meant to pause that before we got to that. It sounds like a pretty toxic relationship to me.
So the other part of what she was saying that he was a baby because he had a problem with her hitting him.
Yeah.
So she said, I didn't really, one of the tapes said, I didn't really punch you. I couldn't knock you on your ass. So it's not really a punch. It's more like a slap.
And he's like, okay. And then he's like, well, your hand was closed. Yeah, my hand was closed. I was, whoa.
I'm 110 pounds.
Yeah.
So
I get it. But like all you can do in the situation, like the most honorable thing you can do is walk away from the situation. That's the most honorable thing you can do, right?
And according to the tapes, that's what he's been doing. Yeah, and so that's what she's mad about.
Yeah.
This chick spoke at the Women's March last month, like the week before these tapes were released.
Right.
And the mainstream media, that USA Today article, which tried to do the balance thing, is the first place that I've seen anywhere in the mainstream media that they've mentioned the fucking tapes.
Yeah, the Daily Mail is sort of a gossip site.
Yeah, really. But the if you listen to all of the tapes, you realize that she was the person who was the abuser. So he said, you give all this energy to all of these other things. Like, it, you know, black people have been talking about Snoop and what he said about Gayle King for the last week, and that's been the thing. But I'm like, where the fuck is your... Why come you're not giving this the same energy that you gave to other stuff?
Right. It's a mess. I think for the most part, everybody was done with these two.
Right.
Yeah.
But like I said,
after the whole Australia thing, I think everybody just sort of moved on past it. And now it's back up again. I get it. It's their lives and all of this stuff. They're still dealing with this shit. I don't want to deal with their shit anymore.
Yeah. But like I said, she spoke at the Women's March the week before as a victim.
Right.
And then we find out that she's not a victim. And then also that, what's his name? The other actor that she was fucking around with, James Franco, mm-hmm. he had some testimony that they don't want to, that he doesn't want people to hear that was a part of the deposition. And my suspicion is that deposition is that he was the one that hit her to make him look like Johnny Depp was the one that did it.
Ah, maybe.
Well, I know that there's been accusations against James Franco and other stuff also. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm just saying, I want to know, I don't want to understand why, like I said, if we're in a position where we're talking about abuse and all of this shit, and we're supposed to be woke to these things, why come this isn't getting that same kind of energy?
Right. It's a mess. It really is. So you mentioned, let's touch on this real quick. Gayle King and Snoop. Mm. What is going on? What the fuck is going on? I didn't see it. I just heard people talking about it a little bit. And Susan Rice has now warned Snoop Dogg to back the fuck off on attacks on Gayle King for the Kobe Bryant interview.
So Lisa Leslie was one of Kobe Bryant's really good friends.
Right. She played for the Sparks in the WNBA.
So Gayle King did an interview with her about Kobe.
An extensive interview. Like an hour long interview.
Yeah. Well, we didn't see the hour long interview. What we got on
was a promo clip.
Was a promo
that
clip
CBS put out.
That CBS put out was her
directly asking her
about the
Kobe rape.
The Kobe rape case. And again, I still don't think it's necessarily that she asked the question. Well, she asked the question, but then she pressed her on the question.
Right. But not seeing it in context means you don't get all of the lead up and why that was, because there could have been a long setup to it that made this all make sense in context.
Right.
But CBS only cares about clicks. Yeah, that's all they care about.
Yeah. So they put that out there. And it wasn't just about Kobe. Because, you know, Gayle is so closely associated with Oprah.
Right.
So then you go back to the Michael Jackson shit. Mm-hmm. And then you have the...
Well, she interviewed R. Kelly.
Gayle interviewed R. Kelly.
Robert.
And then you have the Russell Simmons documentary that Oprah was a part of, too.
So you're saying Oprah and Gayle are trying to take down black men?
That is the feeling in the community, because that's been what they've been doing. And the fact that they've both been, there are a bunch of pictures of Oprah with Harvey Weinstein, and the fact that they haven't given any, that there haven't been any interviews about Harvey Weinstein or any of the other men that are accused, any of the other white men who have been accused of any of this stuff with that same kind of energy.
Interesting.
So that's really what it's about. Everybody wants to boil it down to just Kobe. No, that's like, Kobe was like the
last straw.
The last straw.
Gotcha.
And the timing of it. Because he still hasn't been buried.
That's true. Let's take a listen to Snoop.
Tops, hold up, though. This Big Snoop Dogg. Here's a message for the people that need to know. I'm a nonviolent person. When I said what I said, I spoke for the people who felt like Gayle was very disrespectful towards Kobe Bryant and his family. Now, with that being said, what I look like wants some harm to come to a 70-year-old woman. I was raised way better than that. I didn't want no harm to come to her and didn't threaten her. All I did was say, check it out. You out of pocket for what you're doing and we watching you. Have a little bit more respect for Vanessa, her babies, and Kobe Bryant's legacy. Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to do what I got to keep doing. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. We're very nonviolent. We just want to say that first and foremost. We speak from the heart. Some of you who have no heart don't understand that. But anyway, carry on and enjoy your day.
So he went back and clarified what he was saying just to make sure that no one thought, because when, and again, unfortunately, when people see an angry African-American man, they assume that there's violence.
Yeah. And it goes, another part of it goes back to, you know, the thing, one of the other things is women say they want to be treated the same way that men treat men. But you don't want that, because there's a level of respect that comes in with men dealing with other men is the fact that if you step across the line of disrespect to me, that somebody's going to have to throw hands, point blank, period.
Right.
And you don't want to be in that situation. Or you say we can't be it. You can't be in that situation. So you feel like you can just say or do whatever the fuck you want to and there's no consequences. And for a lot of Black men, they feel like they don't have a voice. And that fact that you can just be disrespectful in a way that it's that if it was a dude, we wouldn't, there wouldn't be much of a conversation after what you said.
Right. Yeah, it's very interesting. All right. So we mentioned Nelly earlier. He was at a casino.
Oh God. You didn't tell me he was at a casino. Yeah.
Let's listen in.
About his balls, because I said you don't know how to play, and you said, "Yo, get under my nuts." Yeah, so I'm wrong.
I didn't hear any of that.
I'm telling you what he said.
He's at a poker table and he's talking to the pit boss, and apparently the dealer said something about get off my nuts. Oh, it was another player. I'm sorry. But yeah, it was at the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut. So get off Nelly's nuts.
Get off his nuts.
If you can just get off Nelly's nuts, that would be fantastic.
It's getting hot.
All right. So it's getting hot in my nuts. So you guys remember The Escape from Dannemora? It was a Showtime limited series.
Oh, yeah.
And it was an actual event. Well, the lady that helped the two inmates escape is now out of prison herself. And so the local station, my NBC5, one of my former employers, decided to go out to Malone, New York, and find out what people were thinking about it. And here's what happened.
Most people at the Maplefields in Malone have the same opinion about Joyce Mitchell.
She could rot there.
Getting.
By the way, the Maplefields is a mini mart that has coffee, donuts, and gas.
Ah,
just FYI.
I thought it was actually.
No. It's just a mini mart. It's just a mini mart. Well, I guess it's not just a mini mart. They usually have a wide variety of Green Mountain Coffee Roasters coffee. It's a nice mini mart. I'm saying.
Out of prison.
She don't need to get out of there.
Because of what they went through.
Because she put a lot of people in danger, and she should stay there. As far as I'm concerned,
I think she should stay in the prison for another 10 years.
Mitchell served 4 years out of a 7-year prison sentence for her role in the 2015 prison break at Clinton Correctional Facility. The former prison seamstress smuggling hacksaw blades and frozen hamburger meat to convicted killers Richard Matt and David Sweat. The tools helping them with their escape route to freedom that led police on a 3-week, $23 million manhunt terrorizing the North Country.
Only way that it happened really was through her negligence and her foolishness. So no, I don't think she's paid her dues yet.
Mitchell, speaking exclusively to NBC News in 2016, saying that despite her actions, she's a good person.
I'm not the monster that everybody thinks I am.
People in the North Country don't buy it.
No, I don't like her.
I think that she needs to pay some dues, so to speak, or, you know, pay for the crime that she committed.
We're told Mitchell will be spending time at her home in Dickinson Center and will be on parole until 2022. In Dickinson Center, Liz Streppa, NBC 5 News.
She said, I'm not a monster. I was just trying to get some dick.
So her home, she's going back to live with her husband, Lyle. No. So she fucked these, well, at least one of them, allegedly, in prison, having an affair with her husband, who also worked at the prison, by the way.
How does he even go back to work?
It's a union job. And
that's not what I'm talking about.
So I know what you're talking about.
I probably got some sympathy pussy thrown as well.
You haven't been to Malone. You don't understand what that would look like.
Oh, man. You know how much shit he's getting from the prison? Oh, he's like, yeah. Oh, your wife fucked that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know how much contact he has with the prisoners. Yeah. But, she's moving back in with Lyle.
I would just wonder some of these people that like say like, she needs to stay in for another 10 years. Or she needs to rot for this much more time.
Well, she literally only had 3 years left on the sentence. So,
yeah. But if you were to tell them like, so you feel that the taxpayer should pay another $150,000 for her to not work or pay any taxes on anything she does?
She's probably not going to work now.
She's not going to work now. And she's certainly not going to pay. How do you think she's going to pay a lot of taxes?
No, but she's
with no job having.
Yeah.
Who's going to hire her?
Somebody will have to hire
her. No one has to hire her.
No, you don't think so?
She's a middle-aged woman with no discernible skills other than sewing and fucking prisoners and smuggling. I mean, who's hiring that? Who's going to look at that skill set and go, yeah, got to have it here.
Yes.
By the way, and she's a convict.
Yeah. Especially when, you know, they know which convict she is.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't understand what it was like in that area it was like a military had overtaken the area searching for these two murderers who were on the loose. And they had no idea what direction they went in. Cause I was back visiting my parents when that happened. my dad, when that happened, and they're like, oh, well, they think they went to Vermont. Oh, they think they're here. They think they're there. And they weren't, but there was no idea where they were. So there's this huge region wide, like, holy shit, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
I'm just saying we shouldn't be paying all the money to keep housing her if she's earned her parole. I guess.
Let's just let everybody out then, Jason.
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay, Lib.
Bernie Bros.
Libtard.
I'm just saying we want to be conservative with money.
The hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, let's wrap this show up. It's time to stay in the same region, Plattsburgh, New York. It's a big speak out, people. First one's titled Responsibility. Given the recent explosion of dog ownership, please realize one of the often neglected responsibilities as a dog owner. Your dog's bagged excrement belongs in your own garbage, not in your neighbor's garbage can, lawn, sidewalk, or public trail.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
If you are too proud to carry it home, do not make it someone else's problem.
Man, throw it in somebody else's garbage. Just fuck that shit, man. That's some bullshit.
In response to Trump's speak out on January 13th, I, as a Catholic, can look past name-calling and rumors of possible infidelity. I cannot look past Democrats freely open to killing unborn children as a Catholic. Wake up and start looking at the other channels for facts. The Democratic Party, both in New York and D.C., are okay with late term and all abortions. As a Catholic, that drives my vote, not name-calling. Uh-huh.
Man.
Go ahead. I'm going to leave Catholics alone today.
I love being a pet owner. I understand that as a pet owner, I have certain responsibilities. One of those is to keep my pet off other residents' properties. I wish the cat owners at my Eastgate City of Plattsburgh neighborhood would do the same. Your felines have turned my garden area into their own personal litter box. A little more respect for your fellow neighbor would be greatly appreciated. There's apparently a lot of issues with animal poo in Plattsburgh.
Man, BB gun up with shit.
Thanks, Cuomo, for banning police agencies' access to DMV records unless they sign a waiver not to share any info with ICE. Way to look after illegal aliens before taxpaying New Yorkers' safety. That's that. That's it for that one.
Whatever.
There are a lot of them this week. Sorry. This next one's titled Free. I'm a baby boomer and I didn't get anything for free. No college, no insurance. I paid my kids to go to college. Now all these politicians want everything to be free. Who's going to pay for everything? Me and you and federal taxes. What a deal.
Damn, Bernie Bros.
Okay, Boomer. I was so taken aback by Ms. Conway's of the Trump administration comparison of Donald Trump's impeachment trial to trial troubles to Martin Luther King Jr.'s fight for justice. Are you kidding me? What does Trump know of Dr. King's lifelong struggle for basic human rights? And who's paying for these top noted attorneys Trump has leading his impeachment defense? Trump? Taxpayers? Here's the fun thing. Nobody, because he's going to stiff them. Hey, with New York banning single-use bags, I'm amazed the number of people who think it's the responsibility of the grocery stores to provide them with free bags for trash and cat litter.
What? Huh?
Well, because you get the plastic bags from the grocery store, you use them for the cat litter, you scoop a cat box.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sunday, after the recent snowfall, I was at the post office in Plattsburgh around 10 a.m., and the sidewalk, steps, ramp, and stoop had not been shoveled. You would think a business with people going in and out constantly would make a top priority in getting the sidewalks cleaned up. It's not a business, it's the post office.
Yes,
that's right.
Hey, in regards to the speeding without lights cop car, people are missing the point. Yes, cost to a hardworking citizen that the city obviously owes, but what if it was a car with a kid? What if it was a car with a kid in a car seat, T-boned? Or a pedestrian with a stroller that was struck? They speed without lights all the time. This is bound to happen eventually.
It is bound to happen. They almost hit me one night.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody noticed the number of cameras going up on traffic lights and light poles throughout the city of Plattsburgh? Between license plate readers on law enforcement cars and all these cameras showing up, I'm afraid we're heading down the slippery slope of a police state.
We're heading down.
Big Brother's watching. What's next?
They're trying to get some.
We're already there, bro.
We're
already there.
Plattsburgh is trying to get some additional revenue.
Hey, I saw where someone wrote into Speak Out stating that no Christian should vote for Trump, basically because he's mean. If that person is a true Christian, they would encourage everyone to vote for Trump because he's the only pro-life candidate, which is in alignment with the Christian faith. By voting for the pro-choice candidates, they're being hypocritical.
That is not aligned with the Christian faith.
I'm just reading.
I'm going to touch your stomach, and if I feel it, I might feel a baby in there.
I'm just telling you.
Hey, to those who consider Osable Point campsite their personal motocross park, think again. Power donuts in the parking lot, driving across the campsites and newly planted trees, speeding, tearing up the beach can only end badly for you. But we'll all feel a loss if the state decides to close its gates.
Somebody always trying to mess it up for everybody else.
That's the way it goes.
So the city can charge homeowners for not clearing sidewalks. But today, January 21st, I saw a woman pushing a wheelchair in the roadway on North Market Street because the city sidewalk along a fence at the Crate Center was not plowed.
Man, he was upset for his grandma.
That is it.
Do you need a light to tell you to move your car off the street? You don't notice it's snowing and just move it yourself? Simple. No parking on city streets from December 1st to April 1st. Need a light to tell you to go to the bathroom?
Dumbasses.
The lights, they turn them on for because there's enough snow that they need to plow.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So this idiot's going, yeah, just no parking on city streets for the entire winter. Impeachment of Trump, so sad. Democrats more corrupt. Read Profiles in Corruption by Peter Schweitzer. While VP5 Biden's came very rich magically, Elizabeth Warren has three layers of corruption not being exposed. And we all know about the Clinton Foundation making millions while Hillary is Secretary of State, but dried up upon her loss of Prez election. No expose there. Media is so corrupt as well.
Who actually was ordered by, like, again, they don't care. I guess they don't care about the Trump.
The
Trump Foundation.
They have no clue.
And finally, I can't not have music here. I need to have music here. Please hold one moment. As I pull some music, let this play. Just play it there. Thank you.
Just play it.
Why are you giving me so much hassle? We're almost done.
We've
almost made it there.
We are almost
there. Hold on. I have to wait for HP connected music to open here.
Oh,
yeah, it's coming.
It's coming.
I'm not going to read this last thing until we do. Yeah. There we go. And finally, I'm a Democrat, but if we let this trial go on and Mr. Trump be impeached, beware of the hundreds of Democrats who will jump ship in the North Country. We are not people with nothing to say about what goes on. Trump done nothing worthy of this.
He's done nothing.
This is a Democrat
putting
in the North Country.
Ass in jail. Yeah, Democrat.
By the way, this smacks of the people who are like, look, if Bernie's running, I'm not going to go vote. Yeah. Okay, we'll just leave Trump in.
We're just Trumping.
Just leaving Trump in. Whatever.
I don't care.
Yeah, whatever. We're going to do what we want.
I'm a Democrat.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm a Democrat.
Yeah, you better stop it.
Dixiecrat.
We don't talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
He's in the North Country. He's a Dixiecrat.
Yeah. I stopped voting when they stopped being racist.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the WTH podcast. Thank you, everybody, for listening, whether you're live on Facebook or you're downloading and listening to the podcast later. We do appreciate it. Fresh new shows every Wednesday. And again, thank you so much for your support and all that you do to spread the word of the WTH podcast to your friends, family, and random strangers on the street. Just walk up and yell, WTH, listen, and then run away.
Yes. And don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Just don't be an asshole about it.
When you do that, don't.
Yeah.
I'm saying. All right. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.